When we lived in Cuba, I was smart. But when we got to Queens and New York City in the United States of America, I became dumb just because I couldn't speak English. So I got put in the dumb class in fifth grade at PS 117. It's the class for the bobos, the kids who failed at math and reading. Also in it are the kids the teachers call delinquents. They come to school late and talk back and are always chewing gum. Even though they're considered the bad kids, most of them are nice to me.
"Here, Ruthie, have some chiclets,"
they whisper and pass me a handful. We aren't supposed to chew gum in school, so we hold the chiclets in our mouths until we go outside for recess. Then we chew the chiclets to death and stick the gook on the bottom of our desks when we come back inside. Most of the kids know I'm in this class because I'm from another country, not because I really belong there. Or maybe I do belong there. It's been 8 months since school started, and our teacher promised I wouldn't be in the class for long. I am not dumb. I am not dumb. I am not dumb. The first time I worked up the courage to raise my hand in class was a few weeks after we had arrived from Cuba, and I was wearing flip-flops instead of shoes and socks like the other kids. But when our teacher, Mrs. Sirota, called on me to answer the math problem, I didn't have the words to say the number in English. "Well, Ruth," she asked, staring down at my bare feet, "do you know the answer or not?" I froze, and a few kids laughed at me, but not Ramu. He's not dumb either. Ramu is in our class because he's also from a different country. He comes from India and was raised there by his grandmother, who only speaks a language called Bengali. His parents came to New York first, and after they made enough money, they brought Ramu and his little brother Avik here. Ramu has picked up English faster than I have because his parents know English and force him to speak it at home. Mine are always yelling, "Hablan español!" Especially Mommy, who can understand a little English but is usually too embarrassed to try to speak it. Ramu is skinny and bows his head when anyone talks to him. I'm his only friend, and that's because he lives down the hall from us on the sixth floor of our apartment building. Ramu brings Avik to school, and I bring my brother Izzy. Our little brothers are in the same kindergarten class. But after school, Ramu and Avik rush straight home. Mrs. Sharma doesn't let them play with the other children. Their apartment smells different from ours. I get whiffs of it whenever we stumble into each other on the way to school. Today, when Ramu and Avik stepped into the hall, Izzy and I were waiting for the elevator, and I asked, "What is that perfume?" "It's my mother's curry," Ramu says. "What's curry?" "A spice. It makes everything taste good, even cauliflower." "That's amazing." "Yes, it is. And my mother burns sandalwood incense. She says it's good for meditation. And the spirits like it too." "Spirits?" "People who used to be alive when they're not alive anymore become spirits. My grandmother says they are all around us. We can't see them, but they watch over us." "Of course, spirits don't eat, but they can smell fragrant things like curry and incense."